Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the GAC here in Washington, D.C., put on by the fine folks at America's Credit Unions, the brand new name that we're all getting used to. And
we are.
We're going to know and love for sure. So we are in the studio lounge with Origins' very own Marlene Juarez. How are you, Marlene?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here. How are you? How's the conference going?
It's going pretty well. Good. I love seeing clients and interacting. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the big Tesla in there.
I have not seen a I've been down here the whole time.
Oh, working.
I'm dying to go up there and see the Tesla.
Well, hopefully you'll have a chance.
Well, I saw a picture of Tony Patel on LinkedIn with his monster beast Tesla truck thingy, cyber truck or whatever you want to call it. So I have a feeling it looks a little like that one up there.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my goodness. All right. So we could go, we could have a whole nother show on
Tony's Teslas. At least 15 minutes.
Tony's Teslas. He should start a car dealership called Tony's Teslas. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. But so what's the buzz in the hallways? What are you hearing out there that's maybe kind of a, what's a theme that you're picking up that people are talking about? Anything in
here
particular?
Here at GAC?
Yeah. What are people talking about here?
You know, because I've been spending a ton of time in the booth, we're talking a lot about the Teslas and our FI Connect product.
There you go,
Our FI Connect was a wholly owned subsidiary of CU Direct or Origins.
Okay.
And we are putting together a program with Tesla to aggregate credit unions for the buying of Tesla loans.
Such a great move.
It is.
Such a great move. I love
it's an
the
amazing
proactive
opportunity for a lot of credit
and
unions.
And have the folks at Tesla working with credit unions. Oh. Great feather in our cap.
Absolutely.
For sure. So before I get into some of the questions here, what I should have asked you at the beginning, what's your role at Origins and maybe some of your responsibilities?
I am the Vice President of Operations for Lender Client Experience. So my team works across the nation. We work with all of our credit union lender partners to implement indirect lending or service them on our full LOS or account origination platform. So we work directly with the credit unions on all that stuff, doing new initiatives, troubleshooting, all that good stuff.
Okay, good stuff. Well, sounds like a great job, and I'm sure you're crushing
it. It is a lot of fun.
Work should be fun sometimes, so
absolutely,
nothing wrong with that. All right, so to begin, for all who may not be familiar with Arc OS, can you give us a quick overview on what it is and what it does for folks, for credit unions out there?
Sure. So Arc OS is a loan origination platform, and it also an account origination platform, allows our credit union partners to access the system and be very quick on pulling credit bureaus, pulling some third-party fraud prevention tools for the processing of applications and membership applications. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially what
right.
it is.
And this is fairly new because it was rolled out, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago at Lending Tech Live, I remember?
The Arc OS name?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so still fairly new, but
the name is new.
Yes.
The product has,
the product,
been,
yeah,
has
the technology.
Been quite some time.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Gotcha. All right, a little rebranding there.
Yes, it
All
was,
right, so,
exactly.
So share with us what the new features include with Arc OS.
So we just had a big release. It was our 11.0 release. We had some updates to our our HELOC product, allowed for some enhanced LAR reporting, automation. So that was really exciting for our credit union partners that use it for HELOC processing.
Mm-hmm.
We also updated some of our decision engine tools. So that the decision engine is really what makes Arc OS state of the art, because it's very easy to use, lots of variables, credit unions love it. And then we also did some upgrades with our e-provider to do SMS communication with credit unions for loan signing. So that was really exciting, something that credit unions really were asking for. So they're loving that piece of it. So
I'm glad that you guys, as most folks do, but listening to your credit unions, listening to your clients, and answering their needs, kind of answering the bell type of thing. So Banta, I'm sure they are fully appreciative of that indeed. So why is a new user interface important? especially in the ArcOS world?
Yeah, so, you know, much like credit unions are very concerned with their member experience, their onboarding, we are also pretty focused on what is that user experience, end user experience like? How can they use it? Is it, you know, we want to make it as intuitive for the end user as possible, as well as the admin users, so mm-hmm. people who are at the credit union making those decisions about instant decisioning or pulling new fraud detection tools, that they can utilize the system without mm-hmm. a lot of training. Mm-hmm. So we might have to show them one or two times, but then they can take it and run with it and not have to, you know, really engage with the whole product manager on how do I make this system work for me more importantly for my members.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? Because
well,
that's what, in the end, it's about the members.
Mm-hmm. Completely. And so when will ArcOS 11 be available? What's the timeline here?
So it just launched 2 weeks ago, so yeah.
Right now, how about that?
Absolutely available today.
Good news, everybody. So anything additional that you want to add to share with about ArcOS?
So there's two big things I think that we did in 2023 that I think that some of our credit union partners would love to hear is our document automation processing, or DPA,
uh-huh.
document processing automation. That's a little bit of a tongue twister for me, for
like
whatever
DPA.
Reason.
I like that.
Yes. It is basically machine learning using AI to help learn the documents and help a more streamlined process. Credit unions can move through onboarding loan applications mm-hmm. and membership applications to end-to-end.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Continuing to make things more efficient.
Yes.
Speed is the name of the game.
Isn't that the case?
Yes.
The other thing we spent a lot of time on was our Zest partner. So in 2023, we integrated with Zest to allow some of our credit union partners mm-hmm. to pick up some of that automation been using.
Yeah, yeah.
We've actually just launched a pilot program for credit unions who are maybe interested in it. It's a 90-day risk-free trial, and then see what it's all about. And hopefully, if things work out right, then we'll move forward.
All right, I think things will work out, and you will be moving forward. All right, last question for you, Marlene. For credit unions interested in learning more about ArcOS, are there any other offerings from Origins, or what steps should they be taking to find out more information?
Yeah, the easiest one is to go to our website, which is origins.com.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we invite our credit union partners, or even partners that are not yet partners with us, to attend our Lending Tech Live conference.
Yes.
Have you been before?
I have, and I'm going to be there in San Diego this summer. Yeah,
it is our 30-year anniversary, so really excited. That's at the end of June, so welcome everybody.
You got it. Great way to end it. Anything else, Marlene, up here?
As I appreciate your
time. Through my paperwork here that you provided me. All right, Marlene, thank you so much for your time today. You did great, and
awesome.
Thanks for providing us with some new information on ArcOS.
Thank you.
Good stuff. There she is, rock star at Origins.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.